Well, 3 weeks ago, none of them thought they'd be in Rome to hear Cardinal George Pell give his evidence to the Royal Commission into institutional responses to child sexual abuse. But a crowdfunding campaign that raised more than $200,000 in a matter of days meant that a group of 15 survivors of sexual abuse were able to travel to Rome and to bear witness, as they said. After the fourth day of hearings yesterday in Rome, in the middle of the morning, they said thank you to their families, to Ballarat, to the world. Here's a little bit of what they had to say.
I believe Christianity is drawn to those who are suffering. In the past, we've been deeply hurt by having no recognition. Coming here has given us something special, and I'd like to thank everybody back home for getting us here, for the media for giving us a voice, and especially my family, who I love very much. Thank you.
Tony Wardley. First of all, I want to thank my wife and family who have stuck by me. Secondly, I want to thank the people of Ballarat, Australia and the world, who donated money so we have a voice. It is the responsibility of all humanity to protect children, not to stand by and pass the buck. I hope this didn't seem like a Catholic bashing exercise, but all religions who worship their God or gods must realise the messengers are only messengers. They are not above everyone else.
My name's Rosemary Nolan. I come from a little country town called Edenhope in Western Victoria, Australia. I'm here representing that town and my brother John Ruth, who is no longer with us. He died at the hands of Ridsdale.
Thank you. My name's Gary Scully. I just can't find the words to say how much I appreciate it. I'd like to thank my family, my children. They were my first rock. If they weren't there, I wouldn't be here. And all the people of Ballarat that shows, the Loud Fence, Maureen, enormous people. They've got hearts as like mountains, and you guys and the people of Rome, just the same. All around the world, you're all the same. We want what is right. We want our children to be protected. Thank you.
Just some of the survivors of sexual abuse from Ballarat and indeed around Australia saying thank you from Rome yesterday. Overnight, Cardinal Pell has held a meeting with some of the survivors who travelled there to give evidence, hear him give evidence, pardon me. The town of Ballarat has been described at the Royal Commission as the epicentre of sexual abuse by Catholic clergy in the 70s and 80s. Ballarat, or Case Study 28, as it's known, is the single longest-running investigation by the Royal Commission, and it's not over yet. After 4 days of hearing evidence from Cardinal George Pell by video link from Rome, the Commission is now planning to again question the former Bishop of Ballarat, Ronald Mulkerns. He is 85 years old and ill with cancer. Cardinal Pell this week accused the then Bishop Mulkerns of deceiving him and creating a catastrophe for victims in the church. By the way, he protected convicted paedophile priest Gerald Ridsdale. In a moment, we'll speak with Rob Walsh, who was a 12-year-old altar boy when he was first sexually abused by Ridsdale. But first, lawyer Vivian Waller explained to Greg Borschman why Ballarat has been such a focus for the Commission.
Unfortunately, there has been a very high concentration of criminal activity in relation to the sexual abuse of children in the Ballarat community, and the two major organisations of interest to the Commission, and certainly those being examined by Case Study 28, are the Diocese of Ballarat in terms of some offending priests, some well-known offending priests such as Ridsdale, and the Christian Brothers, who ran a small school in East Ballarat, which also had a very high percentage of Christian Brother teachers who were committing child sex offences on their students.
But why has there been so much focus on Cardinal Pell and the Catholic Church? The word witch hunt was used today, and Cardinal Pell said that thought had occurred to him. After all, the Commission estimates that there are up to 60,000 survivors of sexual abuse across Australia in many other religious institutions and groups and orders.
The Royal Commission has conducted case studies in a great variety of institutions, sporting institutions, religious institutions of other denominations. At the moment, though, it is appropriate that the Royal Commission are looking to the Cardinal to explain a number of things. He held a key role in the Diocese of Ballarat. He was a priest of the Diocese of Ballarat, For a time, he was a member of the Committee of Consultors advising the bishop on the appointment of priests, and he also had a position in education in the Diocese of Ballarat. So he's a senior-ranking Catholic official with positions of responsibility. Similarly, when he came to Melbourne, he was auxiliary bishop of the Archdiocese of Melbourne and then archbishop in the Archdiocese of Melbourne. So he's well placed to assist the Commission with its inquiries.
That's Melbourne lawyer Dr. Vivian Waller, principal of Waller Legal. She's representing several survivors of sexual abuse at the Royal Commission. She was talking there with Greg Borschman. One of the victims of the convicted paedophile priest Gerald Ridsdale is Rob Walsh. Rob Walsh's two brothers and his cousin were also abused. All three committed suicide. Rob Walsh chose not to go to Rome this week. He says as he deals with his anger and trauma and tries to forgive the Catholic Church, it's important for him to keep things simple. Rob, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It seems remarkable, Rob, that only last year you said you'd been bullied and discriminated against. This is last year because you spoke out against the Catholic Church. Do you sense things have changed?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think one of the things that is information, and I think more and more information is being shared and a deeper... The more stories are being heard and more people are coming forward, I think that's been the big change, yeah. It's been a dramatic change.
Why were you so troubled in 2004, if you can help me understand, when then Archbishop Pell was given the keys to the city of Ballarat? You tried to commit suicide then. What was motivating
you? I went through a hell of a time. Here's a guy getting all the accolades and keys to the city and all the accolades and, yeah, and...
I suppose it's a particularly him. Why was it such a terrible tipping point for you that... in other words, you held Pell responsible as well as Ridsdale all through, did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, at that period of time, it was very depressing. Another classmate had suicided as well, and was very sick and suicidal at that time. There was just an overwhelming of emotions of what was being done to support and help the victims, and really, it was one of the times that. You know, after picking myself up, I think it changed, and I kept going, and I went to the police again, and I laid charges again, and against my grade six teacher, So
did you feel, Rob, was the despair because they didn't properly hear you as well? I mean, what if you look back?
You couldn't even get a meeting. I could not even get a meeting back then with the politicians. I could not get a meeting with the media as well. And it took a lot more to go through. Viv was a great help. Viv Waller was a great help to me at that time. But we just kept going. We just kept going through it and powering through it. The help of the Victorian Police Force was exceptional. Certainly one detective was incredible. He recognised something, and we started to work on how many victims were out there and how many suicides were out there, and we kept going forward, and we managed to bring that to the attention and then get the State Parliamentary Inquiry, and then from the State Parliamentary Inquiry on to the Royal Commission and to the Royal Commission to now. And so, yeah, look, it's sort of not been an overnight thing. It's been, for many of us, it's been, 10 years and
well, your brother, I'm afraid, died. He hung himself, I understand, during criminal proceedings against Christian Brother CCK. That's the code name he's given at the commission. And he, CCK, sexually abused you and your brother. Why do you say there's something wrong with the criminal justice system? I mean, what did this case highlight for you?
Well, It took 10 years, from the date of laying, from going to the police to convictions. I think that's wrong. I think anybody going through that, court and taking an abuse of that nature, and it's taken 10 years to do so, is very wrong. I think that this should be that should be looked at, and I just think that there's, if you're going to talk about healing, it's an ongoing. It can take 5, 6, 7 years as well. It's a long period.
And, well, did you hear Anthony Collins, who went to Rome? I heard him on AM, I think on Thursday, Wednesday, saying that he felt there were two clear groups within the people who'd gone. One who couldn't get over the past, who just was still roiling from it, and another who was really looking into the future and trying to make sure it didn't happen again. Do you agree with, do you think that's fair comment?
Yeah, I do. I do. I'm very much so.
And where would you put yourself?
In the second category now. Certainly the second category now, because of what the Royal Commission has done and played through and come here. And from my own, I gave evidence to the Royal Commission as well. And I now put myself, I can see myself and put myself into that second category to say, okay, what needs to be done for the victims, what needs to be done so it doesn't occur again, and what long-term strategy plans is Ballarat going to have and put in around, and certainly around these other towns, Warrnambool and Portland, where Ridgedale was moved. I just think that's paramount importance.
We're just about to hit the news, Rob, but I'm glad to hear you're feeling like that. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Rob Walsh, a survivor of sexual abuse in Ballarat, good luck to him.